Hello, my name is Michael Holloway, and welcome to Sacred Scriptures of Christianity podcast. In each episode, we will be reading sacred texts in the Holy Bible and discovering how to align our will with God's will. This is a journey I'm excited to begin, and I hope you are as well. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Mike, and welcome to Sacred Scriptures of Christianity podcast. Today, we will be continuing in the proclamation of the kingdom in our outline, and I will be reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 20 today. Before we begin, I would like to take this opportunity to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord our God, we bless you as we come together to ponder the scriptures. We ask you in your kindness to fill us with the knowledge of your will, so that pleasing you in all things, we may grow in every good work. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we will be reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 20. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say unto you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass away from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let's just take a few seconds to reflect upon the reading of the sacred scriptures. So in this particular biblical passage, we read about Jesus, and we read about Jesus teaching about the law. Jesus was saying that I did not come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. And we must remember that in the old covenant, the promise and the covenant was for the Jews. In the new covenant, in Jesus Christ, he extended that covenantal love to the Gentiles also. However, the law and the Spirit are both necessary for salvation. I would like to read paragraph 577 in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. At the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus issued a solemn warning in which he presented God's law given on Sinai during the first covenant in light of grace of the new covenant. So in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus preaches a sermon on a mountain. Where he gave us the Beatitudes. Now, in the Old Testament, Moses received the Ten Commandments from God on Mount Sinai. However, in the New Testament, Jesus preached a Sermon on the Mount where he fulfills the law. So we need to follow the law and the Spirit. Both are necessary for salvation. They are both interconnected with each other, the law and the Spirit. Now I would like to read paragraph 2054 in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Jesus acknowledged the Ten Commandments, but he also showed the power of the Spirit at work in their letter. He preached a righteousness which exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, as well as that of the Gentiles. He unfolded all the demands of the commandments. You have heard that it was said to the men of old, "You shall not kill," but I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Like I said previously, we need to follow the law and the Spirit. Both are necessary for salvation. We have some individuals say that the law is more important. And we have other individuals that say walking in the Spirit is more important. But Jesus tells us in this particular biblical passage that both are necessary for salvation. Before I end, I would like to leave you with this. It is my hope that as we read sacred scripture, we strive continually to conform our will to God's will. I hope everyone enjoyed the reading of the sacred text today, and I hope that as we read these sacred texts, that we meditate on them day and night, and so that we can align our will with God's will. Before I end, I would like to take this opportunity to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God, the source of all patience and encouragement, enable us to live in perfect harmony with one another. In the Spirit of Christ Jesus, with one heart and one voice, may we glorify God now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just want to say that I love everyone, and God loves you more. I hope everyone has a good rest of the day, and may God bless you. Hallelujah.